This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, March 10th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Spending deadline coming Friday. U.S. rice still at a disadvantage. And bird flu plan changes. House GOP pushes full-year CR as deadline looms Friday. Lawmakers face a deadline for this Friday to avoid a government shutdown. But the partisan impasse over how to keep departments and agencies funded has yet to be resolved. President Trump this weekend endorsed a House GOP plan to fund the government through the rest of the fiscal year, which ends September 30. That continuing resolution released on Saturday would need Democratic support to pass the Senate, and Democrats have come out strongly against the bill. Now keep in mind, the Republican chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Maine's Susan Collins, said last week she'd like to see a short-term CR to give negotiators time to finish work on the FY25 spending bills. In a statement this weekend, she said, quote, government shutdowns are inherently a failure to govern effectively and have negative consequences all across government. Now for more on the CR wars, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. U.S. rice is still being disadvantaged abroad, according to a congressional study. An International Trade Commission study finds that the U.S. rice industry continues to grapple with unfair trade practices abroad, hurting its market share. India continues to offer extensive support to domestic producers, including for input costs like fertilizer and irrigation. China, India, Brazil, and Bangladesh, among others, also offer price supports, while China, Bangladesh, and Indonesia restrict imports. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith of Missouri said the findings are, quote, deeply concerning. Smith had requested the report at the behest of USA Rice. Smith added he hopes the report will shape the Trump administration's trade priorities as it seeks to reduce foreign trade barriers. Peter Bachman, CEO of USA Rice, said he also hopes it will inform reciprocal tariffs slated for next month. Fuel retailer group to study market dynamics of biofuels. A group representing truck stops and travel centers will study the impact of the 45Z tax credit for clean fuel producers on consumer fuel prices. The National Association of Truck Stop Owners Government Affairs Committee adopted a set of 2025 policy priorities during its February meeting. Among those priorities is a study of 45Z's impact on prices. The tax credit was included in the Inflation Reduction Act and consolidates now expired credits for biofuel, sustainable aviation, and other clean fuel production. The credit took effect on January 1 of this year, but preliminary guidance on how producers could obtain the credit did not come out until the final days of the Biden administration. Final guidance has not been released by the Trump administration, which has led to some uncertainty in the biofuel market. Some NATSO members reported that 45Z has resulted in fewer gallons of biofuels being produced, which can translate to higher prices. Raina Shoemaker-Fromm, chair of the Government Affairs Committee, said it is untenable for fuel retailers and consumers. Unless this changes, she said, it's essential for NATSO to examine the market dynamic and adjust our advocacy priorities accordingly. Vaccines no longer a part of bird flu strategy, Rollins says. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins reportedly says the department's bird flu strategy no longer includes vaccines for poultry and cows. Following President Donald Trump's speech to Congress last week, Rollins told Breitbart.com that she had pulled that off the table after learning more about the ineffectiveness of vaccines in other countries. Her comments came after Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told Fox News that federal health agencies under his purview are opposed to poultry vaccines. USDA hasn't responded to a request for comment on the Breitbart report. On February 14th, Zoetis received a conditional license from USDA for a poultry vaccine targeting the H5N2 subtype. However, the company noted that, quote, the decision to vaccinate commercial poultry flocks against highly pathogenic avian influenza rests solely with the national regulatory authorities in partnership with the poultry industry. In addition, on February 25th, Elanco and Medgene announced a commercialization agreement for Medgene's HPAI vaccine in dairy cattle. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Antitrust cases pushed, report says. On the egg front, in the meantime, numerous news outlets reported that the Justice Department is looking into possible anti-competitive conduct in the egg industry by Cal-Maine Foods and Rose Acre Farms. The companies are the top two shell egg producers in the nation. The Wall Street Journal and Politico both cited sources with knowledge of the matter. Food commodity prices jump in February. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization's gauge of food commodity prices rose 1.6% last month, driven by higher costs for sugar, dairy products, and vegetable oils. The FAO Food Price Index now sits at 127.1, 8.7% above its level a year ago, but 20.7% below the peak in March of 22. Sugar prices rose 6.6% in February, while the dairy price index was up 4%. The cost of vegetable oils rose 2%. The meat price index was down slightly, while the index for cereal grains rose 0.7%. By the way, FAO is separately forecasting a 1.9% decline in global stocks of cereal grains this year. FAO said higher stocks in Russia and Ukraine will offset declines elsewhere. Supplies should still be at comfortable levels, according to FAO. Here's today's final word. I always hear them say that they love small towns. They love rural America. They love puppies. They love rainbows and all the other great things. But here's the deal. If you're elected to these offices and you say you believe in rural America and you say you love small town America, you've got to put your money where your mouth is. You've got to invest in these things. That Chuck Hoskins Jr., the current principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, talking about members of Congress in front of a crowd of National Farmers Union members gathered in Oklahoma City. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, March 10th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.